Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.
Welcome to the Munchkin Minute, your bi-weekly look into some tabletop gaming news and more. I'm your host, Dan, a board game man, and this is your news for the week of 4th of July, 2021. So, like I said, it's 4th of July, so happy 4th of July, and hope everyone gets an extra day off, and happy 4th of July to all my U.S. friends and family out there. So, first up, we've got an expansion to my game of the year last year, Lost Ruins of Arnak. This is going to be the Lost Ruins of Arnak Expedition Leaders. This should be out in October, I believe. It should be about $30. Now, what you're going to be getting is you're going to be getting these leaders, which will kind of give you player powers. Now, they're each going to be equipped with different abilities, skills, and different starting decks that offer different strategies and styles of play as you explore. I absolutely love that. Love when deck building games, especially board game deck building games, have kind of the asymmetric kind of starting decks, which is really, really solid. In addition to the leader abilities, there'll be a new asymmetry to this game. This is going to be alternate research tracks that offer even more variety and bigger challenge, along with new item and artifacts cards to create more combos and synergy. Boy, I can't wait for this, because Lost Ruins of Arnak is such an absolutely amazing game. And as always, Lost Ruins of Arnak is 1 to 4 players, and this is going to be about 1 to 2 hours, really just about 1 hour. But the expansion, who knows if it'll add any more time. But I really love having variable player powers added to a game, so that is really, really solid. I've got a pair of announcements from Portal Games this week. So first, we've got a game called Million Dollar Script. This will be coming out in August. I think they said mid-August. This is going to be a party game where you're going to be using cards, and the teams are going to be kind of making up stories and script pitches to make the quote-unquote producer, which, in most party games, I guess this will kind of rotate around the room. The producer will see who has the best script design for a movie and who has the best pitch. Now, it sounds like a ton of fun, and in kind of that improv kind of way, like Snake Oil and some of those other games in the past where you've kind of got to come up with things, and especially News at 11 and other games like that, where it's kind of the improv way. This Million Dollar Script looks really awesome. Looking forward to playing this one, because I love coming up with kind of pitches for this sort of thing. And you'll have the cards that will kind of steer you in certain directions as well for the game. Their other game that they announced, this will be a kind of crowdsourcing campaign coming soon for 11. This is going to be a football manager board game. Now, it's not easy to do a soccer game, let alone one for managing. And really, managing any sport is kind of not exactly big in the mainstream hobby market. But I really love this game idea and the way it plays with the cars and such. And the way it looks from what I've seen as far as preview goes, it looks really, really good. But I'm also a sports management / kind of GM kind of nut when it comes to those things. I love games like Football Manager, and I think it was East Coast Hockey Manager, out of the Park Baseball. Love all of those type of games, where the managing the day-to-day stuff is more important than kind of the actual playing of the sports game. So this one is right up my alley. This one's going to be on GameFound. There is a preview page up, and I will give you a link on the show notes as well. But it just looks really cool, that like everything that they've got put out there. And they say that it's a scenario-driven game. It's going to have 6 different scenarios that will challenge players with different starting situations and goals for the season. In the beginning, the task is simple. You have to climb the steps of the football league and achieve the appropriate experience. You'll have to manage the club in a crisis. And at other times, you'll have to rejuvenate a football team of players that are not so young anymore. Maybe they'll have a little mini expansion for with Ted Lasso and some of those things, maybe some themes like that. So looking forward to that 11 Football Manager board game coming soon from Portal. Hey, the next hero pack that was announced for Marvel Champions continues the old Guardians of the Galaxy trend, and it's going to be Nebula. This will be out in Q3 for about $15 as usual. Her pre-built deck will use the Justice feature, and her main mechanic has a ton of these technique upgrades. There'll be a bunch of upgrades for her, which makes sense for the Nebula's character. She also has Gamora as a special ally in her deck, a couple of different special allies in her deck, and she also pairs very well with Gamora, so check that one out. Well, man, this is another story that I'm super excited to bring. Gale Force 9 is releasing Dune, a game of conquest and diplomacy in quarter three. I believe it's maybe September, October. It'll be $50. And boy, you know, the thing about the old Dune game was that it was really, really long. And what they're really doing on this game is they're trying to keep it into a 30 to 60 minute game. So it'll be 2 to 4 players of 30 to 60 minutes ish. And it has that same kind of intrigue and variable player powers, and again, the diplomacy. It's going to have multiple phases, they say, some which don't have player-specific actions, like the spice phase, where you're going to be drawing a card and you're going to be putting spice to add it to certain territories. And if not, the sandworm is going to attack the last two territories where spice was placed. Then there's a card phase where players will draw up to a hand of battle cards, and then you can purchase market cards. There's a shipping and movement phase where you'll take turns adding forces to the board and moving forces around a board. So you're going to have that kind of area of influence or area majority, area control type game. It's going to be 3 to 5. It's 3 to 5 rounds. And in round three, it can end if a player occupies 3 strongholds at the end of the round. If no one occupies 3 at the end of round 5, then a player with the most spice wins. Looks really, really cool. And the art looks amazing as usual. And let me tell you, when it comes to IP games, it's not really easy to do IP games and do them well. Fantasy Flight is a company that does them very well. But man, Gale Force 9 is one of the few companies that really does IP games amazingly well. One of my favorite Star Trek games, Star Trek Ascendancy, which is really kind of like 4X Lite. It is amazing, Star Trek Ascendancy. Also, Tyrants of the Underdark, which is kind of the Drow D&D game. It is a deck-building game with a board. I previously reported their second edition is coming out this fall, and oh my God, I can't wait for that one to come out. One of my favorite deck-building games. They also do a Doctor Who game. The list goes on and on, and like the other IP games that they've done, I think this one is going to be really solid. So really, check this one out, Dune: A Conquest, Game of Conquest and Diplomacy in quarter three. And again, I believe it should be about $50 once it does come out. Next up, Renegade announced they're going to release Richard Garfield's The Hunger. This is a vampire-themed deck-building game. And again, it should be about $50. I think it'll be quarter four, this one. They say here, Hunger is a race with each vampiric player must optimize their card deck, hunt villains to gain victory points, fulfill secret missions, and eventually acquire a rose and return to the castle before sunrise. The more you hunt, the slower both you and your deck become. It'll make it harder and harder to get back before daybreak. Can you become the most notorious vampire without burning into ashes at sunrise? Which is cool. So you have a little map that you're kind of got to be moving around the map and hunting humans, getting victory points, and getting more cards in your deck. But you got to watch that you don't overdo your deck a little bit too much there as well. Next up, WizKids is going to release Dungeon Scrawlers Heroes of Undermountain in October. This one will be $25. This is an interesting little game where you've got kind of a dry erase board and or dry erase markers and these kind of boards that have different labyrinths. And as you're going to kind of trace throughout the dungeon, you'll be defeating different monsters. You also cast spells and you'll be getting different treasures. And then, of course, you'll be victory points for there as you go through three different dungeons. Whoever has the most points at the end will be the winner. And of course, you've got 5 different characters, each with their own abilities. This looks really cool. Kind of reminds me of the Doodle monster game, Doodle Dungeons, or whatever it was from Steven Jackson Games. I absolutely love that game too, which was kind of a draw and draw game. This one will be more of a, I guess it's a scrawling game, just using the dry erase with those boards as well. Some digital news. Wingspan was listed on the iOS store. I just happened to stumble upon this. It's listed as coming soon to the App Store. I believe it'll be, they say about July 24th or so is what I saw. In other news, this is the summer, so you have a lot of these digital sales. Akrim Digitals has its digital board game sale. They've got a lot of different games that are percentage off. So Charterstone is about anywhere from 30 to 40% off between Steam and iOS. Istanbul is on as 8-Minute Empire and Steam Rails to Riches. There's a bunch of games that are on this list, so I'll put a link in the show notes to where you can go to their site and get in on this sale, and or just check out any of the different different stores like the App Store or Steam. You'll see them all as discounted on there. Let's get some Kickstarters real quick here. Graphic Novel Adventures, the 2021 version. There's 4 new books, or 5 books total that'll be coming out. I absolutely love these. This is kind of like your choose your own adventure with a twist. You have things like Sherlock Holmes, which is kind of a straight detective choose your own adventure. And one of the new ones, Dark Mage, where you're kind of a mage. And, these books always have like kind of the character sheet for this type of one. There's one where one of the original ones where it was Loup Garou, where you were a werewolf and you had kind of a character sheet. They all have these different you know, very unique, very cool little styles to them. The art is great. Absolutely love it. Of course, this is well funded already. Got about a week to go, so I check this out. You can get the big kind of box, which has the four books in it for $65. And it ships anywhere in the world. So 2021's graphic novel adventure. Check that one out. Next up, we have Forest of Pangaea, or Pangaea, an enchanting strategy board game for 2 to 4 players about growing a magical forest in ancient lands of Pangaea. Now, this is about a little less than 2 weeks to go. This is a cute little board game with some really cool little pieces to it, or little kind of meeples, or these little wooden pieces. It says it's a peaceful strategy board game from Pangaea Games for 2 to 4 players with 40 carefully turned wooden trees for mythical spirits and enchanting artwork. It will take you on a magical journey of rivalry and harmony. Take a leap, immerse yourself, and bring the first life to the world. Suitable for 14 years and up, and plays in about an hour. This looks pretty cool. So it's kind of like a tile laying game where you have the four different elements out there. And as you're kind of moving your spirit around, you'll have saplings or seeds that will grow into larger and larger trees. Looks very light. Lightish game. It looks like the standard edition will be for about $59 US. You get Forest of Pangaea and unlocked stretch goals and that, and it'll be out March of next year. So I'll have a link to that one as well. Another one, I'm kind of a sucker for these dungeon crawls, especially when they have legacy elements. This one is Valor and Villainy, Ludwig's Labyrinth. So you'll delve into a terrible labyrinth in this zany 1-6 player legacy style co-op game. I think this is kind of like a second edition of the Valor and Villainy, where they had a regular game. This is going to be a standalone cooperative game where you're kind of using these different pieces to make up the board or make up the dungeon. And then you're going to be kind of cruising throughout the dungeon, a bunch of different cards. You'll be leveling up each round and doing, kind of another, they'll have events. So it's almost like a choose your own adventure as well in this board game, which is very common for these kind of scenario or event driven games. You'll have a lot of choices in the events. There'll be different things that'll come up. You'll have different combos, really nice looking miniatures here, and you'll be able to take any of the different characters. I believe there's 9 heroes and 5 villains in this co-op in the Ludwig's Labyrinth. You can get this for $60. There's also the of course deluxe version, of which is $90, and you can get the $135 premium bundle, which will have the deluxe version, the Antagonist Arsenal expansion, and a premium plastic token kit. So check that one out. That's from Skybound Games. This one is supposedly be releasing about September of last year, so about another year, as usual. Next up, Epic Spell Wars of the Battle Wizards, Annihilageddon 2. Now, if you know Cryptozoic Games, Corey Jones, you know that he's a kooky dude, and he makes some really funky games, and this is really cool. This is a deck-building game kind of in the old, in the same kind of style or vein or mechanic of those Cerebus engine games like the DC deck building game, but it's got all sorts of crazy art, all sorts of crazy jokes in them. So, he jokes that it's a 14-year-old boy humor, and it really is. So you got to take everything very lightly, but man, it is so much fun. This deck building game, I've got the first one. This kind of adds to it, or it's also standalone. Really, really cool, cool game from Corey. So check out this expansion for $40. You can get in on just this version of it as well. And I believe for $65, you can get there's an expansion. And then there's kind of an all in where you get all sorts of crap to it. So, check this one out. This one will be releasing sometime early next year. There is about 3 weeks to go, and it is well funded. That is Battle Wizards Annihilageddon. Epic Spell Wars of Battle Wizards Annihilageddon 2, really cool deck building game, and really fun to play these type of games. Next up is an expansion. We've got Villagers Shifting Seasons. This is a multi-module expansion for the game Villagers. This is a kind of a tableau building card game where you're kind of using the different villagers you're building up your village in drafting way, where you're kind of building villagers on top of others. You're kind of using this tableau. Some of the villagers require like a founder to be on the bottom, then you can build onto the top of there, or others can be just on their own. So as you're building up your tableau, you're getting money, or you'll be able to getting more ability to draft more villagers. Very, very cool game. Very light, very family weight game. This is about 2.5 weeks to go. Well funded. And to get in on this one, it's only about $18 to get this expansion. But if you don't have the base game of Villagers and you want the expansion and some promos and such, it is about $54 US plus shipping. So that is really, really cool where you can get all that in there. But Villagers, really solid game, very clean, very light you know, tableau building card game. And finally, Velocity Vanguard. This is a relaunch of a campaign that I don't think funded the first time they put it out. But this is a 4X game. Like I always say, I'm very very much a sucker for the 4X games, deck building games, a lot of these other these sprawling games. So this is a 4X game where you're kind of a space building game. This is one of four players, and it's going to take probably, say, about 30 minutes per player. So you're looking at a couple 2 to 3 hour play. It's got this really cool little mechanic where you've kind of got a base board, and as you're building your ship, you're kind of building out. So the base board is I believe it's a hexagon. And as you're building out and you have your pilot and such, you're building to the right, and you're really kind of having this module way where so many different things are variable as you're building up kind of your squadron and your abilities and your the people that were, you know, the crew and your captain and everything. And there's so many different, there's some really cool looking minis to it. The ship modules and all the different variabilities. So cool to look at this one. Looks very cool. It's about $80 to get in on this plus shipping. It'll be out about late next year. I would definitely check this one out. Again, that is Velocity Vanguard, a 4X game. So thanks for joining me today. If you see any news you think I'd like to feature, shoot me a message at GeekJockDan on Twitter. Also, please check out MajorSpoilers.com for more content by Steven and the rest of the Major Spoilers crew. And check out the Geek All-Stars podcast. We just hit our 10th anniversary there on the Geek All-Stars. As always, I'm Dan, Dan the Board Game Man, and I'll see everyone in 2 weeks for another Munchkin Minute.
This podcast is copyright 2021 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.